Gaza? How long will it take Hamas to disarm? And can you guarantee that is going to happen?
Well, they're
going to
disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. They know I'm not playing games. Okay? Now, we did something monumental. We got the hostages back. That was the first thing we had to do, above all else, get the hostages back. Now, they misrepresented because we were told they had 26, 24 of dead hostages, if we can use those terms. And it seems as though they don't have that because we're talking about. Also, they said they were going to disarm. And initially speaking, they needed, you know, they did take out a couple of gangs that were very bad, very, very bad gangs. And they did take them out and they killed a number of gang members. And that didn't bother me much, to be honest with you. That's okay. We had a couple of very bad gangs. You know, it's no different than other countries. Like Venezuela sent their gangs into us, and we took care of those gangs. We have Washington, D.C. But we have told them we want to disarm, and they will disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
You say,
but they will disarm. Do you understand me?
Yes. You say
because
quickly.
You always, everyone says, oh, well, they won't disarm. They will disarm. And I spoke to Hamas, and I said, you're going to disarm, right? Yes, sir, we're going to disarm. That's what they told me. They will disarm, or we will disarm them. Got it? Okay.
What
next.
Is the deadline you're going to put on them before you take action?
A reasonable period of time. Pretty quickly.
Mr. President.
A reasonable period of time.